Eine Symphonie des Grauens von The Monochrome Set aus dem Jahre 1979. Der Titel natürlich inspiriert von dem damaligen Film Nosferatu. Und kein geringerer als der Mann, der diesen Song geschrieben hat, der sitzt jetzt neben mir, nämlich Bit. Und ich freue mich total, dass er hier ist. Diese Band, die für viele Generationen von Musikern so sehr wichtig war und sie inspiriert hat, ist immer noch dabei. Zwar haben sie sich zwischendurch öfter mal aufgelöst und wieder zusammengefunden, aber sie sind immer noch dabei und haben vor kurzem erst eine neue Platte rausgebracht, mit der sie jetzt auch hier auf Tour sind und heute Abend im Monarchen spielen werden. Und vorher wollen wir ein bisschen plaudern und euch nochmal The Monochrome Set ein bisschen näher vorstellen. So, welcome to Flux FM.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Nice to have you. What about your German? Maybe you understand everything I say.
No, nothing.
No?
Not really, no, no. Luckily, in Germany, most people speak English, so... We're very lazy.
I know, we have that problem. Many bands and people come here and they are too lazy to learn German because they say, I can speak perfectly English every day, every year.
Well, you shouldn't learn. Then we'd have to learn German.
I know. We've got some pubs as well here where you say, I would like to have an Apfelschorle or to drink something. Like the German, you say the German word and people say, sorry, I don't understand you. Because they, you know, only speak English.
Well, exactly.
That's funny.
Well, it's a sort of coarse, English is a fairly coarse language, and an awful lot of people can speak it because English people understand bad English. Germans don't really understand bad German, and the French definitely don't understand bad French.
French understand anything.
No, they only understand it when it's spoken perfectly in a French accent, you know. So if you speak English really, really badly, English people still understand you.
So when you started out with your band, I just told you before, because I was born in 1977, yeah. You formed your band in 1978.
Yeah.
So I was a baby back then. Many people listening now know that they didn't know you back then. May I ask, tell us a little bit about the years back then, when you formed as a young student.
I was at school about a year before that, actually. We were in a band, Andy, who's bassist in the Monochrome Set, and Leicester Square, and Adam Ant were in a band together called the B-Sides. And basically the B-Sides kind of split up into the Ants and the Monochrome Set. So that's really how the Monochrome Set started.
So sometimes we play songs of Adam and the Ants, always yeah. Adam and the Ants, but yeah. Now we have you here, the Monochrome Set,
yeah,
who are also very important
Adam and the Ants,
band.
It's rubbish. Andy was on the first Ants album, Dirt Wears White Socks, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're the real McCoy, we're the real deal.
Of course.
They're just commercial rubbish.
And you never wanted to be commercial rubbish.
No, not really. No, we decided early on that we were never going to make it. So that kind of free, that's cathartic, you see, it frees you up to do stupid things.
But what made you think you're never going to make it?
Well, we didn't really care about that. We just wanted, it was just the music. So if we made it, that was good, but we were never really going to compromise.
Yeah.
But not in a pretentious way. We weren't deliberately going to do things which were uncompromising or anarchic. We just wanted to make good music.
Mm.
And we didn't really think so much about commerciality. But we did actually sell an awful lot of records in those days.
Als sie sich damals zusammengefunden haben, Ende der 70er Jahre, da war auch ein Freund von ihm dabei, der Stuart, der sich dann irgendwann von der Band kurz verabschiedet hatte. Er ist, glaube ich, krank geworden und dann kam er wieder zurück, aber hat er gesagt, nee, ich bin nicht mehr dabei, ich heiße jetzt Adam und hat Adam and the Ants gegründet. Und die waren ja nun kommerziell sehr, sehr erfolgreich und auch so eine Art Wegbereiter und waren im Mainstream fast schon angekommen, wohingegen The Monochrome Set gesagt haben, nö, wir nicht. Wir wissen vielleicht auch, dass wir es jetzt nicht ganz bis nach oben schaffen. Wir ziehen unser eigenes Ding durch und machen das, wozu wir Lust haben. So you always played and did what you wanted to do. You never thought about, you know, oh, we have to get into the charts and we have to do this and that.
No, no, it became very horrible very quickly. The early 80s became, it went from punk to being extremely commercial very, very quickly. And we didn't really want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, by the time it got to about 1981, around the country, the two biggest bands, the gigging bands, were the Monochrome Set and Susie and the Banshees.
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't in the charts.
Yeah.
And the record companies didn't want to know us. So it was a kind of a strange year.
Genau, also das heißt ja nicht immer, dass nur wenn man nicht in den Charts vertreten ist, dass man deshalb nicht erfolgreich ist. Denn im Jahr 81 waren sie eine der erfolgreichsten und beliebtesten Bands und haben so viele Gigs gespielt. Und nur weil man nicht in den Charts vertreten ist, heißt das ja nicht, dass man nicht dabei ist. Wir hören uns mal ein Stück an, was erst im letzten Jahr entstanden ist. The Monochrome Set von der Platte Super Plastic City. We have in here Lefty. Tell us a little bit about this song.
It's just about your parents screaming at you when you're young.
Okay, let's listen to it. The Monochrome Set. Lefty heißt dieses Stück, das drauf ist. Auf der aktuellen Platte Super Plastic City werden sie auch heute im Monarchen ganz sicher ein Stück von spielen, denn es ist ja grandios, dass diese Band nach so vielen Jahren immer noch existiert und immer noch so tolle Musik schreiben kann. So does it take long for you to write such great songs? Is it really a hard piece of work to get a new album done?
I suppose it takes, you know, off and on, probably about 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then a month or so to record it. Yeah.
6 months for one album with many
tracks.
Yeah,
about, yeah. It tires you out, though. Yeah.
You just told me you left school at the age of 17 because you experienced the guitar.
Yeah.
Your parents gave it to you?
No, I bought it myself out of my pocket money. And, you know, a few years older, when I was 14 or something. And then I gradually became more dissolute and more dirty, dirtier. And more rock and roll-ish, and just thought school isn't for me. Mm-hmm. I was quite academic up to that point. Then I went in one day and I couldn't understand anything, and I just left.
Yeah. Yeah, but I thought that you were with your friends in this sort of college arena playing as young students or something like
not,
that.
No, we started before then. Mm. I mean, there's a particular album which was released to pre-Monochrome Set songs where I'd recorded when I was about 16, 15, mm-hmm. 16, and that was released, I don't know, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So I was already, in those days you used to start quite young, not like now, mm-hmm. not when you're 40 you start now, but in those days it was when you were in your teens, you know, you could start and just become a star.
Yeah.
Unlike me.
I see. Oh, come on. And I also read that you telephoned all the secretaries from the colleges to get gigs.
I used to get the gigs just by ringing them up and saying, can I have a gig, please?
Yeah,
well, in those days, you used to have a lot more colleges in London than you do now. So I just found out all the addresses, and that's what you do.
When
you
it worked out?
Yeah. Well, we got quite a lot of gigs, you know. Yeah. When you're young and obsessed, you'll do anything for what you want.
Yeah. Obsession is good. Als er damals noch jung war, die Band gerade gegründet war, hat er verschiedenste Colleges angerufen, da im Sekretariat angerufen, hey, wir sind eine junge Band, wir sind gut, ihr organisiert doch manchmal Konzerte, wir haben auch eine Platte fertig, spielt uns doch mal. Und so sind sie dann an ganz viele Gigs gekommen und dann natürlich Mund-zu-Mund-Propaganda. Und dann, when did the record label came up to you or when did you have your first deal?
That was Rough Trade. And it was in about 1979, early 1979.
But without those phone calls, would have never happened.
No. Well, that's true. Well, you have to go out there. So you have to go out there and actually gig.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same now. People think about the internet and Facebook and this and that, but you actually have to go out there and gig. You really do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be seen by people, otherwise you can't. There's too much competition. If it's just digital, if it's just internet, you have to physically be there, I think.
Yeah, of course. You have to see the people in person.
It's an animalistic thing. It's actually exciting to see a live band. See?
It is. And tonight is the next possibility.
Yes.
And you shouldn't miss it. Genau, ihr sollt euch unbedingt heute Abend The Monochrome Set angucken. Sie sind zu viert auf der Bühne und ein neuer Kollege ist dabei, der vor 2,5 Jahren dazugestoßen ist, der Drummer. Und sonst sind Andy und Lester und Bit auf der Bühne und werden für euch alte und neue Songs spielen. Und wir hören uns jetzt noch einen an, nämlich He's Frank. So we're gonna listen to He's Frank. I have to say goodbye now.
Okay. He's Frank was written in 1977, around about the time you were born.
See. Und 030 ist übrigens die Telefonnummer 2000-9000, 030-2000-9000. Dann schreiben wir euch auf die Gästeliste für heute Abend im Monarchen, The Monochrome Set. 030-2000-9000. Und jetzt in alten Erinnerungen schwelgen aus dem Jahre 79. He's Frank und ich sage vielen Dank an Bit. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Have fun tonight.
Thank you very much.
Und wenn ihr sagt, oh Mann, ich schaff's heute nicht oder vielleicht ist es zu voll, ich komme nicht mehr rein, dann sind sie auch noch im White Trash
on Saturday, the 22nd.
Und diese Woche Samstag auch noch im White Trash. Heute aber erstmal im Monarchen. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.